Arquette's Board of Trustees has rejected an offer by a board member who said he could generate $2 million for the school if it went back to using the Warriors. But Marquette officials say that as a Catholic Jesuit university, the school recognizes and appreciates the dignity of every person. And some Native Americans and others found Marquette's use of Warriors offensive. On the other hand, a school survey found most people didn't like the nickname from the last 10 years, the Golden Eagles. So Marquette, which was once called the Golden Avalanche, has settled simply on gold. Longtime Marquette philosophy professor Father John Naus says the board had a tough decision.
I've been here for 43 years, so I've seen a lot of changes. I believe that the logo of gold is better than Golden Eagle. I think it'll catch on. Now I'm curious about who they're going to get or what they're going to get for a mascot, though.
Marquette's decision on a gold star, a gold brick, or even a gold digger won't be announced until this fall. Graduating senior Christian Eichenlaub says he probably won't like anything, and wrote that much on his t-shirt last night.
Well, the clean version says gold WTF, which is kind of like, what the heck. Quite frankly, I couldn't have cared less about the mascot issue until this came out. What does it mean to be a gold?
Eichenlaub says students were shut out of the selection process. He contends that many alumni won't like the new nickname and will cut back on donations. But a few years ago, when Marquette's men's basketball team went to the Final Four, the gelt for the Golden Eagles flew in by the millions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.